transit stop. Looking a trifle ungainly as it turns off the taxi onto the parking apron, the giant jetliner noses towards the space where a man in white overalls is beckoning with a pair of yellow table tennis bats. As it reaches its appointed place, the captain closes the throttles and the engines begin wailing to a standstill. He stretches his arms and looks forward to a walk in the fresh air and a quiet cup of coffee after a 6.5 hour flight from New York. Already a fleet of vehicles and equipment is converging on the airliner. Long flights of steps are moved up to the doors at each end of the cabin. Within seconds, the first passengers begin trickling down them, some looking forward eagerly to their first glimpse of a strange country, others feeling a little irritable because they must leave the comfort of the cabin and wait 45 minutes before continuing their journey. To a passenger in a hurry, 45 minutes can seem a long time, but for the men who have to prepare the airliner for the next stage of its flight around the world, they pass all too quickly. For an incredible amount of work has to be crammed into the time an aircraft spends on the ground at a transit stop.